Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, Shad and I are bringing on Argonaut Gold, traded on the TSX under the symbol AR. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Pete Dougherty. Now, Pete, this is your first time on the show. I know Argonaut is well known to our listeners. I think it's well known to really any investor within the metal space. But what I really want to do here is go through the company, break down the production aspect, the development aspect, and the exploration upside that the company has. Now, Argonaut is a growth-oriented production company. There are 4 mines in operation, 1 mine in development, as well as some exploration that we will get to. Let's start off high level with the production here, Pete. When it comes to current year production, or at least current year estimates for production, and some of the near-term growth that we see in terms of overall ounces produced, where does the company stand? Let's start there, please.
Okay, so we're a North American producer, a junior producer by nature. Today, we are producing around 200,000 to 250,000 ounces per annum. We expect this year that we'll end on the higher end of that target. Through the first 6 months of the year, we're already have put in the bank a little over about 124,000 ounces. So kind of that higher end, moving towards that 250,000 ounces this year. And as we said, North American producer, 3 operations in Mexico and 1 here in Nevada.
Okay, Pete, and then just walk us through. I know that over the last couple of years, you've optimized a couple of these mines. So at your El Castillo complex with El Castillo and San Agustin, you did some different optimization, and then even at Florida Canyon, you're continuing to do some optimization. Walk us through what's happening there and how you think that'll affect the production and throughput moving forward.
Truly spot on, guys. We have changed the profile of the company. If you look historically, we were about 150 to 200,000 ounce a year per annum producer. And we've made some changes into the operations, going from a crushing and processing perspective into more of a run of mine at our El Castillo operation, really trying to look to get the greatest margin that we can get out of this material, as well as the production profiles and expansions there. And recently, this last year, we picked up the Florida Canyon operation, which some of your readers and listeners are very well aware of. And we're going through a process right now of expanding that project, looking to optimize it where we can reduce the operating cost profile and increase the production profile. Recently this year, from first quarter to second quarter at that particular operation, we've been able to increase the production by 15% and reduce the operating cost by 25%. We just finished a new segment that we're putting into play at that particular project, and we're hoping to see the benefit of that here, a step improvement like that, once again in the fourth quarter of this year. And that should be our strongest quarter for the company as a whole in the fourth quarter of the year. So we're really looking forward to what the future brings at those operations and trying to take the strengths that we know and put them to play.
Now, touching on the strength that you guys know, one of the key lines that really stands out to me in the company's presentation is that for these production assets, these are not sexy assets, but they make money. And that's something that I think gets overlooked sometimes in production stories, is that ramping up production, even entering production, sometimes the assets don't make as much money as investors would like. You guys are still focused on making money. Can you take us through how that strategy is critical to the production and also the growth of production, please?
So you're correct. I mean, I know the statement is there, and we really stand behind it. We don't run high-grade operations. They are 0.3 grams per ton. That is very difficult. I don't know anybody else in this sector running 0.3 grams per ton and actually making money on it. So in order to make money at these operations, you really have to have attention to detail, and you have to have quality people. And we're very fortunate to have both within the organization, and our teams are, we believe, are some of the best teams out there. And so the attention to detail has to be there. And when you do pay attention to what you're doing and watch the little things, you can in turn make money at a very, very low grade operation. And that's what we've been able to do. And as we think about that and we move forward looking into the gold market, We are considered a very torquey or a company that has great leverage to the upside in gold. So when you see gold rise above $1,800 per ounce, Argonaut's going to be one of the outperformers in the sector because we have extended leverage to gold with our operations, and we can have substantial returns delivered when we start to see changes in the gold price when it goes up $100 per ounce or so. So that's what we really focus on and what we try and bring to the table.
Well, just shifting over to some of the growth for the company on your development pipeline, you have two main projects, the Magino project and the Cerro del Gallo project. I don't think, Pete, what a lot of people don't realize is just how transformative it's going to be when Magino comes into production. You're going from about 150 to 200,000 ounce a year production profile, almost doubling it to a 300 to 500,000 ounce production profile as this mine comes up into production. So walk us through kind of the transformational asset here for the company.
Okay, so yeah, when we formed this company, Corey and Shad, it was a real simple philosophy. Do things the old-fashioned way, pay attention to your balance sheet, put the right people in the right places, and give them the resources and see what they can do. We posted together a bunch of little pearls, projects that weren't exciting unto themselves, but if you put enough of them together to get a necklace, you could find a pendant to go in the center of it. And then you had something that was very attractive and very valuable. Well, those Mexican and the small Florida Canyon assets might represent those individual little pearls, whereas our Magino and our Cerro del Gallo projects, which are nearing 5 million ounces plus, represent those pendant type or change assets for this company. As you said to your listeners, that change today of 150 to 200,000 ounces, now bringing on a Magino project, which will do 150,000 ounces a year in the first 5 years when it first starts up, with the potential to expand to potentially become a 300,000 ounce a year producer over a 20-year life, that is a game changer within itself. Not only for Argonaut when we first put it into production, but also a game changer for anybody when it becomes a 300,000 ounce a year producer in the future. And that's our vision for this asset. Don't stop where we are today. Get through the first phase and then take the next phase. That's what really excites a lot of investors today, and we're in and unlocking that today through construction.
So, Pete, what stage of construction is Magino in? What's the timeline to production then, please?
Okay, so today we're in month 9 of a 24-month build. So we're just getting started, is what I like to tell a lot of people. However, as we see things by the first quarter of 2023, we should be pouring gold. So whilst it's only 9 of 24 months, it's really rapidly approaching us here. If you can imagine in the first quarter of 2023 to be pouring gold from this particular project. What we really like about the project is not only the scalability and the size of the project, but it has a much lower operating cost profile of about $700 an ounce all-in cost versus our existing operations, which are running around $1,200 an ounce. So you can imagine the torque and the margin spread that's going to come when we put this project into production. It opens up the possibilities of what we can do with this company to a whole new level.
Yeah, with margins like that with a 700 AISC, that's a pretty beefy margin to be able to plow some of that into exploration and expansion. Walk people through also, Pete, the size of the deposit for Magino, with the indicated and inferred, because if this was just an exploration story on its own, I've told this to people privately, it would be a world-class exploration project just by itself and would have a market cap probably close to what your company market cap is now based on how these markets have been with exploration success. So walk us through the size of this deposit as well.
Okay, so today, right now, what we have identified is a project through its open pit resources of about 5 million ounces. Now, we are continuing to do additional exploration work on the property and looking at a potential higher grade underground core beneath the project. And why does this make sense? Well, it's all about location, 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 and real estate. Guess what? When it comes to mining and finding precious metals, where we've found metal in the past, we're usually going to find more. And guess what? The Magino project sits 100 meters away from the Island Gold property, which is probably pound for pound one of the best projects in all of Canada, where they are currently having those kind of margins, that $700 all-in cost type of margin that they're running right next door. So location, 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 you can't substitute that. And this is one of those projects that is growing. First off, a large open pit resource, and now with some interesting high-grade drilling at depth that could add to this resource and become a supplement.
Okay, and that's the whole exploration upside as well. But also moving through that construction here, you're almost halfway through. So that's a big stepping stone for the company. Let's also talk about the other development stage project, Cerro de Gallo. That's in Mexico. What stage is this in, and what's the general timing to move this through construction, please?
Okay, so when we look at Cerro de Gallo, this is a project that has had a long history. It's been around a while. We have currently identified roughly about 4.7 million gold equivalent ounces on the project. So by all namesakes, another very large project. It will have a relatively long life. We think the first phase of construction and development for that project would be about 15 years and take about half that resource. So we believe in staging projects. Like I talked about, Magino being built at 10,000 ton a day and then expanding to a 20,000 ton a day or 300,000 ounce a year type project in due course. And we think the same thing with Cerro de Gallo, because right now 15 years life for half of the project, well, you could clearly expand that and double that and have about a 20 year life there too. So that's how we see it. It's about an 18 month construction period. We need to get the project permitted first though. And we'd like to put our efforts and our focus our efforts right now on Magino first, and then secondly on Cerro de Gallo. So it's a bit down the road. We'd like to make for sure we have Magino in, running, and moving smoothly like it should, and then take that next step at Cerro de Gallo.
Well, Pete, just shifting over to some of the other upside, which is through the drill bit and exploration, you've already touched briefly on some of the exploration at depth under Magino and why that makes sense. But let's also talk about some of the recent news you just had out at La Colorada as you're exploring below the El Creston pit. And you had some pretty nice grades that came out of that recent press release on September 13th, just earlier this week, including 4.6 meters at 51.9 grams per ton gold and 28.5 grams per ton silver, and 4.6 meters of 17 grams per ton gold and 29 grams per ton silver. So those are some pretty nice zesty hits there. What's the plan with building below this El Creston pit?
Right. So we actually started to do some drilling beneath the El Creston pit here last fall in the December timeframe. And we came out with our first 11 holes in the April news release that we did as a company. And we hit some phenomenal grades, just like you're talking about. But more importantly to me was the width. Is we're seeing stuff that is running up to 20 meters wide with good gold grades. That really tells me that you have the meat to support the construction and development of an underground operation. So from there, we took off on a second phase of this program and started drilling, and we just recently released 40 new drill holes on this project, and it's continuing to grow. Now we have about 800 meters of strike, with about 200 to 250 meters of depth identified in a vein that runs anywhere from 20 meters to, like you said, some areas are only 4 meters, but very, very high grade. So we see a nice, robust development of a resource starting to come together, and it really lends itself to the next phase, which would be to put some wireframes to calculate the amount of tonnage that's there, and then to do some additional metallurgical test work, as this material probably should be milled because of the high grade nature of it. Because putting out on a leach pad and getting 65-70% is recovery is not quite as nice as getting 90% on these higher grades that you could get through a milling process. So we're quite excited about that. Over the next 6 months, we're going to continue to advance this and see what we have here. But truly, the spectacular grades, some of the best I've seen in the industry over the last 4 or 5 years. So really excited by the widths and the grades that we're starting to see here.
So, Pete, if we take a step back here and we understand that from an operational standpoint, the company has three assets that are cash flowing, but it sounds like in the development pipeline, there are a couple assets, one in particular, Magino, that you're even more excited about, plus this exploration that's ongoing and the growth avenues that exploration provides for the company. What would you say to an investor looking at Argonaut, understanding the growth potential and the cash flow? What are some of the main investment themes that you want to leave them with?
So here's what I would tell both of you and to share with all your listeners and readers. I believe Argonaut brings the big, large company in at a small scale where there's great optionality and a potential that they can have a meaningful interest in the company as they become an investor. And the reason for that is that simply Argonaut is just not the exploration sizzle story that you come to, or the development story that you come to, or the production and cash flow story. We have it all. I believe it's a one-stop shopping. We have that exploration sizzle at La Colorada that we just talked about, and at Magino, where we're hitting tremendous grades at depth beneath these open pits. Secondly, we have that development re-rate story that is tremendous. It's like a slingshot effect when you go in towards production in what it can do to a company's multiple and market capitalization. Now that's all underpinned by this solid foundation of production and cash flow coming from the company. As we stated in the first 6 months of the year, nearly $70 million generated through the four operating assets that we're running today. So we provide one-stop shopping, all the upside without the risk. And that is a tremendous thing to bring to the table. And to do it without the leverage on the balance sheet and the flexibility there to allow the company to withstand any changes that might occur in the market.
Let's talk about some of the other company fundamentals then. In terms of cash in the bank, can you give us an update on where approximately the company stands, as well as the debt that the company is carrying?
Okay. So at the end of Q2, so in June of this year, the company had a little over $215 million of cash, U.S., in the balance sheet. We had with that around $58 or $60 million worth of debt in a convertible debenture that will come due in 2025 and carries a coupon rate of 4.6. Now, it's highly unlikely that we'll probably get to that point because today the conversion would be somewhere around $3.65 a share. So more than likely, it will probably convert into shares and be about a 7% dilution on the company. And then when we talk about backstopping all this and protection for the shareholder and the investor today, we have an undrawn revolving credit facility for $125 million that carries a rate of LIBOR plus 2.25 when drawn. Whilst undrawn, it's a little less than half a percent on this. So it's a very attractive balance sheet, unlevered, with full potential and that upside in case you want to do something more with the company with that revolving credit facility. So quite comfortable on the balance sheet. A fairly risk-averse management team, as you can tell, from setting up balance sheets that way and doing things the old-fashioned way. Generate the money through the business, reinvest it, and create real value through the drill bit, through operational excellence, and through development.
All right, let's wrap it up here with just a quick comment in terms of news flow. What should investors or those watching the stock be aware of? What should they have their eye out for?
Yeah, there's going to be a constant flow of exploration news results, just like we released this Monday at La Colorada. There will be more coming on our Magino and other drill projects that we're working on, as well as looking monthly, we have a monthly newsletter that goes out about our development process and how that's moving along as we bring Magino to be Canada's next gold mine into production.
All right, Pete, I appreciate the introduction here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, feel free to email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. And if you want to sign up for that newsletter, or even just learn more about the company, I will post a link below this interview to the Argonaut Gold website. Pete, really appreciate your time. Thank you for the introduction here.
Thank you, too, and thank your listeners for following along with us today.